Today, but it couldn't dampen a spectacular homecoming parade for the victorious Team New Zealand. We go first tonight to the Royal New Zealand Yacht Squadron, where Team New Zealand skipper Glenn Ashby is. And Glenn, so tell us, what do you make of the homecoming parade?
Yeah, look, it was a pretty interesting day, to be honest. Absolutely amazing. It really did finally sink in that we won the America's Cup after we got home and experienced today. It's I've never ever experienced anything like that before in my life, and I think I speak for the rest of the team. It was just a massive showing of support, and you know, just the reality that what we've actually achieved, I think, really sort of sunk home today.
And you got what, three more parades to go?
Yeah, I'm actually not 100% sure what the program is for the next few days or week, but if today's anything to go by, I think it's going to be a busy time. But yeah, a surreal feeling and just a fantastic showing of support. And you know, we've sort of pulled off the unbelievable, I think, and I think that's what's made it all the more special.
Right, and pulling off the unbelievable, Glenn, the America's Cup, is that still a little bit surreal?
It is, absolutely, and I think if you had a sort of said, you know, a few months ago that you were going to win the America's Cup against Oracle Team USA 7-1, you know, I don't think you'd ever get those odds. No one would ever have believed you. But to sort of keep chipping away at our own program, just working away quietly with our heads down, not making a big song and dance, and just working on what we knew as a team that we had to work on to give ourselves a chance. That to me is really what's been so special about the whole program, and to get the job done with a wonderful group of people and to have the support of the country after we've got back is really a great feeling.
And what have you been doing since you won the Cup? Obviously, you're packing up all the stuff, and I guess there's been a bit of partying, has there?
Yeah, look, there has been a little bit, but to be honest, not a whole lot to this point in time. We sort of had a little bit of a celebration the day we actually crossed the finish line and won the Cup over in Bermuda. But basically, the next day it was, you know, packing up the boat, packing up containers, packing up apartments and boxes and houses and everything. And really, that sort of two or three days before we hopped on the Emirates flight. Back, you know, through Dubai, and then now here to Auckland. It's just been, you know, sort of almost business as usual, just with, you know, with the whole team. And today, really, I think, is the first day that the whole team has really been able to drop its shoulders and actually just, you know, realise what, you know, what we have achieved as a group. And that's something I think that everyone's really pleased with.
Have you thought much about defending it? You know, you've won. Oh God, we've got to defend it now. What happens? The planning begins now. It's like you're straight back into it.
Oh, look, I think, you know, we'd be mugs if we didn't just drop our shoulders for a few weeks and just actually, you know, let the dust settle. It's there's absolutely no point to make a knee-jerk reaction and talk about anything in the future. We've just got to celebrate the moment at the moment, and there's plenty of time to, you know, do our homework and make, you know, solid, educated decisions of what needs to happen for the future.
But the first thing is you've got a whole lot of stuff to secure, people to secure, I suppose, getting the right people and the logistics around the venue and the boat design. There's a lot of stuff to think about.
Yeah, look, there is, absolutely. And, you know, it's a wonderful problem to have, I guess, at the end of the day, to have to be in that position. So, obviously, the right people will be involved in making the right decisions that go forwards. And that's something the team is very, very solid at, and I've got absolutely no doubt that the team, you know, in whatever form it goes forwards in, will, you know, will absolutely do the right thing for the event, and take our sport of yachting, you know, well and truly into the future.
And what about you, Glenn? You're back in. You'll have another run at it?
Oh, like, hard to say at this stage of the game. It's been a busy few years, so I'll disappear into the outback for a few weeks and sit in the dirt, I think, for a while, and just sort of contemplate, you know, what we've achieved, and then, you know, come back and you know, eventually see where we're at. But certainly at this stage of the game, just looking forward to getting away with the family and you know, just reflecting on what we have you know, been up to over the last few years.
Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate it. That is Glenn Ashby, skipper of Team New Zealand. So an emotional day for Team New Zealand and an incredible.